Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, August 15th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Meta and DoorDash confirmed they tested delivering purchases from Facebook Marketplace in several U.S. cities over recent months. The Wall Street Journal sources say deliveries would be made within 48 hours, with items that can fit in a car trunk sent up to 15 miles away. At the DEF CON Security Conference, a security researcher known as Sick Codes presented a new jailbreak for John Deere tractors, providing root access to the widely deployed 2630 and 4240 tractors. This jailbreak requires physical access to the tractor and can't be performed remotely. Sick Codes said he's unsure John Deere can patch this approach without implementing full disk encryption. The Wall Street Journal sources say YouTube plans to launch a channel store in its main app where consumers can subscribe to a la carte streaming services. YouTube TV currently offers an add-on subscription to HBO Max. The company has been in negotiations on this offering for at least 18 months and could launch it as early as this fall. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple aims to bring its annual advertising revenue into double digits. Apple brought in $4 billion in ad revenue in the last four quarters. Gurman said Apple began testing adding sponsored results in Maps search results and could introduce ads to Apple Books and podcast storefronts. Reuters reports that industrial producers of lithium, fertilizers, and other metals in 19 out of 21 cities in China's Sichuan province were ordered to suspend production from August 15th through the 20th to prioritize residential power supply amid a historic heat wave. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo reports this could impact Apple's iPad production in Chengdu and Chongqing, especially if the heat wave persists after the 20th. Kuo said flexible production scheduling may help lower the overall impact. The startup Stability AI released a DALL-E 2-like text-to-image AI system called Stable Diffusion to just over 1,000 AI researchers. The engine can run on consumer GPUs with about 5 gigabytes of VRAM, producing a 512 by 512 pixel image. Stability AI plans for a full public launch in the coming weeks, both as a cloud service with tunable filters, as well as a local model with generated content able to be used for commercial purposes. The company plans to offer private models to paying customers and release tools for creating custom and fine-tuned models. TikTok added a new effect called AI Green Screen, which allows users to generate a text-to-image prompt to use as a background on video. The engine behind it generates relatively abstract and swirling images, rather than the more complex or photorealistic outputs from DALL-E 2. The Cyberspace Administration of China published a list of 30 algorithms used by many of the country's most popular apps, including Taobao, WeChat, Meituan, and ByteDance's Douyin. This gives each algorithm a classification number and a brief description. In March, China passed new regulations requiring algorithm recommendation services to disclose algorithms used in apps. Snap announced it signed up over 1 million subscribers for Snapchat Plus since launching the service at the end of June. It also launched new features for the service, including new Snapchat app icons, priority story replies, and the ability to select an emoji friends will see after they view your snaps. 9to5 Google notes that the latest update to the Fitbit app indicates that the upcoming Pixel Watch will have a roughly 24-hour battery life. The app recommends Pixel watches have a 30% charge before going to bed, indicating they would be good for about 8 hours of sleep. Google revealed the Pixel Watch was coming later this year at Google I/O, but didn't provide many specifics. According to documents submitted by Microsoft to Brazil's national competition regulator, Sony sold more than twice as many PS4 units as Xbox Ones. Microsoft stopped reporting Xbox One sales figures in its fiscal 2016. Lifetime PS4 sales sit at 117.2 million units as of March, meaning Microsoft sold less than 58.5 million units. Intel updated the support page to state that Z graphics on 12th-gen processors and Arc GPUs no longer support the DirectX 9 graphics API. Older games that run solely on DirectX 9 can still work through emulation through Microsoft's D3D9on12 interface on Windows 10 and 11. The messaging app Telegram released an update over the weekend after its CEO Pavel Durov said Apple held the update for more than 2 weeks. Durov further clarified that Apple required the app to remove a new Telemoji feature, which offered higher quality vector animated versions of the standard emoji. The update does include a new open emoji platform that allows premium subscribers to upload their own emojis. And finally, Uber will end its Uber Rewards free loyalty program, letting riders earn points through the end of August, with points redeemable through October 31st. Uber will give existing rewards members a free month of its Uber One subscription. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.